this special meeting to order. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant?
Here.
Councilmember Wilson?
Here.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Here.
Councilmember Akabaka? Mayor Pro Tem Damon?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here. And Councilmember Akabaka did indicate that she would not be here this evening. Item three, citizens' participation. We do not have anyone signed up for this special meeting. Item 4A, discussion and possible action regarding plans for the city-owned property on Gaiety Lane. I will turn this over to Councilmember Grant.
Okay. I think everybody as well, everybody on the council, when we made the decision earlier about not to do anything with it, I made a mistake, and I didn't realize that we had $30,000 invested in that property. And I don't think it's a responsible thing to do to let $30,000 sit there and not do anything. I've gone over there and I've watched the traffic. I've watched everything on the street. I have asked the city manager to order a sign that says caution children at play. From the person that lives in John Holston, lights are not a problem. Apparently some people that are already enjoying having their yards in the area lit up. I've not observed any children playing in the street. I don't believe there is any that would go into the street. They're all older. So what I'm suggesting to the council is that we go ahead and put the gravel down and open the property up as is and let it run and see how it works. If by any chance, which I doubt, that the traffic becomes a problem, then we can seek other ways to get in, because there is an easement that does run east, but it's full of trees. All those trees are right in the middle of the property, the easement that we could use. So that'd be probably another at least $5,000 or $6,000 to clear those trees out and put a road in. I don't see any problems at all, because as of right now, we have nobody signed up anyway to park there. So there's absolutely going to be no traffic for a while until we've got to get it out and get it running. And it's still going to be a little bit before we get it running, because we've still got to put the gravel down. But again, you know, it might not be a bad suggestion. We had talked about putting a city hall there. Well, with all due respect to you folks that are here, if you think that a few trailers going in and out of there with a boat on it is a problem, I want you to think about court day on a Wednesday. Any of you folks ever been up here on a Wednesday on court day? You can't park within two blocks of this building. Think about what a court would be over there on a Wednesday. Every one of your driveways would be blocked. We'd probably have to buy the remainder of the property on Ben Zingelman if we could get it, just for parking. So, I mean, we've got to think about all these things. And you can't run this city on assumptions. I can assume there's going to be something happening there. I can assume a lot of things are going to happen. But until they do, we can't address them. So, again, I make the suggestion to the council that we go ahead and open the lot as is and start business. Thank you.
Well, what I have found out is about what Mike has found out too. We've spent $30,000 on that piece of property already. And again, the same thing that I said before, we haven't sat down and openly discussed it like we're doing tonight. And this is why I wanted to bring this thing back up, so that we can discuss it, get the pros and cons, things that we could do or things we can't do or things that we might be able to do. Everything that I have found out, same thing that Mr. Grant has found out, we could get an easement off of Ackerman Road, and come into that property that way. We have nobody for a long, you know, it's going to be a good while before we start signing up people to use it. But at least let's try to recoup some of this money that we've spent. I've talked to the city manager about, well, what about putting a city hall over there? All kind of obstacles came up right off the bat. And Mike has said it's true. That piece of property has got a gas line running right through the center of it. So it's not impossible to put the city hall over there. But if you put it over there, you're not going to have any parking because you're going to have to move behind that pipeline because you can't build over it. So there's going to be no parking whatsoever for a city hall over there. I just don't think there's going to be any, or can't say any, there won't be that much traffic going up and down Gaiety the way it sits right now. But yes, I would be in favor of let's try to make another entrance to it so that the people that live on Gaiety wouldn't have to put up with any traffic whatsoever. That's kind of the way I feel about it.
I agree with both of them, but I actually thought that we had already invested more than $30,000 into it. Is it $30,000 exactly what we've spent on the property so far, the fencing and the lights and the flooring?
Yeah, we paid about $10,200 for the asphalt piece, and then the fence was $15,000. And we are paying for the electricity now.
I personally, my trailer probably won't be there because we have other places to put it. But being an owner of the camper, I feel like if you're using travel trailers, basically, they're not going to come in at midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning and park their trailer. They're going to pick up their trailer early in the morning, load it, and then they're going to leave. They're going to get home in the morning, unload it, and bring it back. I foresee not very much traffic. And also for the barbecue people, then they're out at nighttime and they're not going to bring a dirty grill back in, and I don't foresee very much more traffic on the road, and I don't think it'll be transient traffic going in and out of there, because the people who can afford most of the trailers are not transient people. And the people who are around there have benefited from the lights that we have out there already, so. And, you know, it'll be a while before we even decided, yes, we can afford to build a new police station, or yes, we need a new city hall. I think it'll be a while before we can look into a bond for building any of that. So at this time, I think that we need to use what we can to bring something in and to utilize what we have.
And as far as as far as the cost that we've incurred, my concern is that in order to make it ready for somebody to even potentially use it, we actually have an additional expense that we have to do because we also have to do the drainage. And if I'm not mistaken, the 2-inch corrugated pipe hasn't been laid, and that's an additional $70,000 that was quoted in 2016. So that part hasn't even been done.
Wait, I'm sorry, Mayor, which part was that?
There was in that discussion with the outdoor vehicle, there was also back in 2016 when it was talked about with the minutes, it said that Roger had provided quotes for the fence from Della Garza Fence in the amount of $38,607.67 for a 6-foot high chain link fence around the entire site, and $18,754 for only a portion of the site. And then the quote from Jetter Electric to install the lighting for the entire site was $72,500. But then the other costs that will be incurred, including installing drainage pipe from the entrance of the parking area to the drainage, would cost about $70,000 for only the 2-inch corrugated pipe. And then the quote for the security cameras hadn't been submitted yet to the contractor as this. And on this same meeting, which I actually had the same question to our former council member Roman, had also wondered about the actual revenue that would have actually been generated, you know, to meet that.
Now the $70,000 was gone because the lights are up. And Roger, that we've already put addressed the drainage. The drainage was $12,000. It's already in place. Monique, is that correct? That was a $12,000 on the pipe. Yeah, because we were down to, because the city public service put in all the lights and we're paying that bill, so that's gone. So the only thing that Roger had left, if I'm correct, was the paving. We were going to pave it, and that was it, and we were ready to go.
We just did one national paving. We spent $10,200 to haul some leftover asphalt from a project in Bexar County. Right.
Okay.
That I'm aware of. The only piece that I know we still didn't complete was to install the coated keypad.
Right.
For the electric fence and the cameras.
Yeah, because the lights, everything is in place then except for the coating on the gate and the cameras.
And did the fence get moved? I know that y'all had mentioned that y'all were moving it.
You know, in November when it was voted to stop the project, we did two things. We were intending to take the remainder of that fence, the electric part and the keypad, and move it to the public works yard. And also, we needed an area for the contractors for Ben Zingelman to store their equipment, so we decided to allow them to use that lot. So you know, that project is underway. They've already moved their equipment there, from what I understand. So that's something to take into consideration. That's a year long project.
And just my opinion, since we can't force anyone to use it, my concern would be, yes, we've already spent this money, but my concern would be we would make ready for something that didn't come around anyway, or we wouldn't make any revenue in order to even meet the cost or even cover the cost that we've already spent. I don't know, it's not going to be covered parking, but I believe in that same time, we had also granted a variance for a gentleman to actually put a carport up in order to cover his trailer because he was concerned that with the weather that the trailer itself would get damaged. So clearly this isn't covered parking, so that would be also a concern. I don't know, maybe if I can ask Chief, I don't know. So if somebody, let's say there was criminal mischief in there, like as far as the insurance, is that the city's insurance? I mean, I understand that, yes, they could sign something, but would the city still not be liable in the event something happened?
Well, I did reach out to the Windcrest Police Department and talked with their chief out there because they operate a similar lot. And he referred me to somebody at City Hall, and I did not get a hold of them. But what I got from the chief was, they took precautions to go ahead and have liability insurance to cover that just in case. They also do require, if you want to park your RV or boat in their facility, current insurance has to be insured while it's in the lot. But in today's day and age, you get sued for anything. And I would definitely, it would be my recommendation that the city, just like we did with K-9 Jake, we went ahead and got additional liability insurance in the event that something happens. It may be no fault of our own, but if criminal mischief or a theft does occur, somebody breaks in and steals items, I do think there is a potential for a lawsuit. Now, whether or not it continues on down and it gets into the court and we are held liable, that's up for the courts to decide. But I do think If you were to ask me for a recommendation at this point, I would recommend the city look into, with our insurance company, what it would take to get some additional coverage in the event of some sort of loss within the facility. The security cameras are going to be good. I don't know at this point here if we proceed with that program, if they'll be monitored live in dispatch like some of the other cameras, or if they'll just be an after-the-fact resource to go back and see what happened. We would definitely have the officers check that facility like we do every other city facility, but it's not always possible to have an officer there on the property all the time. They may get called out for something, and if the potential thief is watching, they see the officer leave, that's when they're going to move. So the potential is there, and that's what I would recommend.
Did you ask the chief in Windcrest how many times that they've had any problems in their lot?
I did ask him that. He did not have the numbers available, but he said he'd get back with me, and just hadn't had the opportunity to get back with me yet.
I was told by the person that monitors that they've had 2 in 10 years.
2 in 10 years? Yeah. Okay. I don't have those
and
numbers.
And neither one was successful. They tried to cut the fence.
I have not been out to the lot, so I don't know how well lit it is, how well the security is. It's my understanding it's fully asphalted with it's very lit at night, and then typical fencing like you'd expect to see. I also did check with the state. There were several, what I wanted to look for was a precedence. TDLR, the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, they're the ones that set the rules for storage lots, but none of that applies to a storage lot of any type that's owned by a governmental agency, i.e. us. So I was also able to find three relevant court cases where juries ruled on behalf of the vehicle owner against the lot owner. But however, those were all commercial businesses. I couldn't find an instance where the owner of a vehicle took a city storage lot, much like what we're thinking about proceeding with. I couldn't find any precedent set already. So.
Have we ever had any break-ins in our storage lot here for the repo cars?
Yes, sir. We have had one instance at the impound lot where person unhappy with the fact his vehicle was impounded. He snuck through an adjacent property, actually loosened boards from the fence line, spare set of keys, drove his car out the backside, and it wasn't until a day or so later when an officer impounded another vehicle that he noticed a big hole.
No, what I'm saying is we've never had a break in there for theft other than a person.
Not for theft or anything. We ultimately recovered that vehicle in the possession of the owner.
I knew that. Thank you.
Okay.
So you said that the other company has at least a year project, so nothing could be done anyway for at least a year.
Can I ask a question on that? Had y'all discussed that with the homeowners for that type of truck traffic to be around there? Because I know that they're complaining about the dust and stuff. And so I was just out of curiosity to see if y'all confronted anybody. To me, that's major traffic.
I mean, yeah. If they didn't park there, where would they park?
The contractors?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that would be probably, we have to find another location. We have another project that's about to start. That's probably going to use the other area that we normally allow. They're going to have to fence it in. We recommended this one for the Zingman project because it's a long project and it's fenced and more secluded, so we wouldn't have to look at that equipment, you know, at another area.
You're talking about back by the yard, right?
Right, the indicated lot, that's where they're storing the equipment for the Ben Zingelman project right now. Because we went ahead and gave permission to do that after we knew this project wasn't going to
I got you real quick. So there's no problem with storing the contractor's equipment that's going to move daily up and down there, but there would be a problem if we put a lot in there that had part-time people going up and down. Would that be correct?
I never said that.
No, I'm asking the question.
I personally am actually concerned about that because we had the same concern when there
Okay, so wait a minute. If everybody here is all riled up because we were going to have some part-time traffic, part-time, not full-time, but you got no problem with bulldozers, tandem trucks, and all this stuff running up and down Gaiety, folks, this is wrong. I don't care. You can throw me out of office today. But if anybody's sitting right there that's going to talk about and allow that equipment to go in there, ma'am, I'm talking. Ma'am, I'm talking.
Mike?
No, I don't. That's impolite.
Okay, but you don't talk to that.
I can do it. But
I'm sorry, she just couldn't hear what you were saying.
I'm thinking, okay.
So I was trying to tell her.
All right, what I'm saying is, if you folks here are upset about part-time traffic, that's part of the time, you're going to let bulldozers and all this equipment go up and down your street for the next year, and you have no problem with that? I'm just asking you.
We're concerned about the part-time traffic. What we are concerned about is what we just went through with all the drug use and the people coming through, hanging around the side of my house.
Ma'am, what does that have to do with a boat or a recreational vehicle? Exactly.
I'm worried about the people that it's going to bring in.
What, the parking a truck or a boat there?
No, the trailers.
What trailer?
You should have seen all the problems that we had before.
What?
The right
ma'am, nobody's going to live there. They're not going to be able to stay in anything. All they're doing is parking it.
Right, I agree.
But right now, so you don't have a problem with all this heavy equipment going up down your street?
I do.
So
well,
then,
back and forth. We can't go out of the street and practice
or
driving on a car chair anymore.
Okay, so now we're talking about that, but there's other places to take that, ma'am. The street's not really a place for that anyway.
Well, the street was a dead end street when we built our house there.
Well, that was
and
a few.
That was the reason that we did build.
Yes, ma'am.
My house has been here 56 years.
Yes, ma'am, and that's part of progress. I've been here 42 years. I've watched this little go from a 2-lane street up here to 4 lanes. You know, I'm not here to argue with folks, but, you know, things do change, and things have to change. Well, you want me to take that $30,000? Actually, now that I see the figures coming, it's probably closer to $45,000. You want to take $45,000 of your hard-earned tax money and just set it aside and do nothing with it? Chief, could you come up here, please, and help me with this? I don't understand what this lady's talking about.
The apartment complex is behind 315 Gaiety. Some new owners took them over a period of time ago. I remember if it was a year and a half ago. Once Mrs. Miller, the previous owner, sold it off.
Right.
The new company brought in some folks that brought some drugs in. We did have an armed robbery out there.
I knew that.
We did have assistance from Bexar County on that. So yeah, there was some increased drug use because of those apartments in behind 315 Gaiety.
Okay.
So that was something that we, and it's kind of settled down now. We still kind of keep an eye on it. But there, probably 6-8 months ago to a year ago, there was a lot of traffic coming in and out of that apartment.
Okay, so and I understand that, but what I'm saying is, ma'am, what would that have to do with parking a vehicle and leaving it?
Because I think what she's saying is if there were trailers and things, that people would see that as a way to go break in, to go get things, I believe is what she's...
And everybody that walks through from the bus stop at Ackerman and Ben Zingelman, they come right along that the back of the property, the job fenced in, right beside the house, that's where they were having the drug deals.
Yes, ma'am, I understand all that, but what does that have to do with parking a vehicle?
It doesn't have anything to do with
it. Exactly, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's
up to our neighborhood cleaned up.
Well, ma'am, probably the thing to do then is we could be, we'll build a wall like somebody else completely around Kirby, and we'll watch the people that ride the buses and come into Kirby. I mean, you can't stop things like that. I've been a policeman for 40 years, ma'am. You can't stop people from moving and going different places. We're talking about just parking some vehicles and letting them sit, and that's it. But now that the city, apparently since we did make a mistake, we're not going to be able to use this thing for a year, so we're all sitting here venting for nothing. Because all you're going to do is now is look at equipment running up and down your street for a year or better.
I see that. It's been going on with all the flooding.
Okay, so Mayor, with all due respect, I make a motion. We just table this. We're wasting our breath and our time and everything because we can't use this thing for a year or better. I mean, I didn't even know that. If I'd have known that, I wouldn't even bother to come here. I'm wasting my time and my breath. And some people, that's just the way it is. We're not going to decide anything. If we decided to open it up, we can't do it anyway, can we? Unless we make a move of the equipment. No, Monique. I'm not going to make a contractor now who's doing business and got everything set up try to find another place. And with the other one coming, we can't do it.
Is it our
Oh, no, I agree. Now, you did the right thing. I'm not at all upset with that. I just didn't realize it because I was just there the other day and drove the whole property not 2 weeks ago, checking the fence and checking everything out. And that's when I talked to you about the easement. And when I talked to you about the easement, there was no equipment there. So I didn't know that that's what was going to happen. Had I known that, there was no point in coming tonight. We need to have this meeting once Ben Zingelman is finished. And once everything is cleared out, then we need to have this meeting again to decide whether or not we're going to open it. Right now, it's, you know, that street is going to be torn to pieces. How many? Oh, yeah. So that's that, folks. I mean, y'all can, like I say, when it comes up time, you don't want to vote for my name, that's fine. But what I'm telling you is right now, then, this situation is we're going to have to rebuild that little block down there when this is all over with. So I appreciate y'all's time. I appreciate the fact that you do have the right to speak, and I have no problem with that. And I'm sorry if I got it abrupt. I'm sorry if I got too loud. But like I say, we just wasted all your folks' time and our time up here. Thank you. I make a motion we table it.
Until
it's done, until everything is over with, yeah.
Before that, I would like to see what it's going to take to finish off the property with the drainage, the security system set up, the proper lighting that is supposed to be completed on there, the electrical fence, make sure everything works. So when it does come back, we need to review that to see if there's going to be any additional cost.
Yeah, well, the lighting is already there, Constable Pierce.
How was light?
And the drainage is there. The drainage is there.
Now, how do we know that?
Because Roger,
but there's nobody here that's giving us that answer.
Roger.
Okay. Again, I would like to make sure and confirm that.
Monique, how much money do we spend on that drainage?
I don't think so. I'll have to do some research on that because the dollar amounts I have were on the asphalt and the fencing and the light. Yep. I'm going to have to move
this. Like I said, on this.
Both were cost estimates.
Right, because in 2016, it says it will cost $70,000 for only the 2-inch corrugated pipe.
Well, that's before Roger came up with the alternative that he ran across there.
Well, I'm just saying that's a huge alternative from 70,000 to 12.
Anyway, there's a motion, so either we let it die or whatever, but okay.
Well, we can still discuss.
Before we ended up on all of this, I would like the Public Works Director to speak to the people on Gaiety about the dirt and the dust that's coming off of the trucks that's going up and down. Personally, I wouldn't be happy with it on my street. And, you know, the bigger trucks tearing up your road, and their road is pretty good in that one block.
I believe that we're also dumping our, from the street sweeper, I believe the street sweeper is dumping their waste there.
Maybe we can also see what it would cost, an estimate of what it would cost to change the entrance to that.
Yeah.
You look at that cost. We have the easement.
Melanie, would you reach out to Roger and see what the, that drainage that he put in that was $12,000? Okay.
Also, what Chief brought up too about the additional insurance, and then I'd probably say for having the insurance with the possibility of ending up in a lawsuit for some reason, what the charge would be from an attorney.
Did Citizens make a, did they eventually want to buy that property?
No one has approached us about buying the property from us.
No, it's a landlocked piece. Nobody's ever talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last council meeting you brought up that somebody was talking about, Citizens was talking about.
Oh, Citizens is talking about going east towards Ackerman. On the inside their,
yes,
their fence line.
That's what I meant, Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any further discussion? All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Grant to table, seconded by Councilmember Wilson to table this discussion until after the Benzingelman project is finished. Is there any further discussion?
God, no.
Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldrich?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Laban?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, so we will table that until the Benzingelman project is finished. And I will adjourn this meeting, and we will resume the other meeting in about 5 minutes, our next regular scheduled meeting.
I didn't know.
I
didn't know that.